Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading, especially these words. The crowds that went before him, that followed him, were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The King comes. Rejoice! Isn't that the theme of our readings this morning? Zechariah saw it so clearly. The King was coming to his people, humble and riding in on a donkey. Rejoice! Paul saw it so wonderfully in that Philippians text, the humiliation of Jesus. Rejoice! And of course, Matthew records exactly what's going on. The disciples were to go to that village in front of them and find that donkey tied and bring it back, that Christ would ride on it going up into Jerusalem amid all of the pilgrims coming in for the Passover festival. And of course, they began shouting, cutting palm branches and laying their cloaks on the road, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." Hosanna means save us now. They wanted it right then. They knew that Jesus was their King, that he was riding into Jerusalem that Palm Sunday to save them right then, to drive out the Roman occupiers and establish a kingdom like David's or Solomon's. The King comes. Rejoice. The King comes for sinners, though. He doesn't come to drive out the Roman occupiers and make a new earthly kingdom. No, the King comes for sinners. It was foretold that way, wasn't it? To Adam and Eve, to Noah and Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and to all of the saints of the Old Testament, it was promised that their King would come. He would come for them. For sinners, those under the curse of sin, under the veil of death, tempted and tried by the devil in this dark world, for those the Christ would ride into Jerusalem. For those the Christ would ride. And for those who were sinners, indeed, we should shout, "Save us now, Jesus." Isn't that why the Christ came in the first place? Why he took on flesh? Yes. The Christ was born there in Bethlehem, the least of the tribes, to take on flesh and to bring that flesh all the way into Jerusalem. That's why Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, to take upon himself the sins of sinners and bear them all up into Jerusalem. Jesus does exactly that. The Son of David, who takes up even the sins of David. You know those so well. Bathsheba, Uriah, the census that David took. Jesus takes all of that on himself. The sins of Adam and Eve and Noah and Moses and Abram and Isaac and Jacob, the sins of all sinners, Jesus takes upon himself and rides into Jerusalem. Save us now, Jesus. The King comes, so rejoice. The pilgrim throng may have no idea why the King was coming, and yet they rejoiced. How much more you and I, who know exactly why Jesus is going into Jerusalem, how much more should we rejoice in what Jesus is about to do. We know it so well, don't we? We're standing on the cusp of it all at this time in the church year. Jesus rides into Jerusalem, cleanses the temple, and then leaves the city. He's back Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday teaching in the temple. And on Thursday night, there he is in the upper room giving his body and blood to his disciples. He's in the garden that night praying. He's betrayed and arrested and on trial. And then you know what happens. Save us now. That cry is answered as Jesus is hung up on the tree on Friday. There is our King, bringing the blood of the covenant to the altar of the tree to be shed for sinners like you and I. We know it. Rejoice, your King comes. Comes to shed his blood and to humble himself and be obedient even to the point of death, even death upon the cross. He comes to die in our place, fulfilling the Sabbath rest on Saturday. He rests there in the tomb. And then, of course, on the eighth day, the day beyond creation, the day of recreation, he bursts forth from the tomb, exalted before his Father, given the name of Jesus, that at that name every knee would bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that he indeed is God, to the glory of his Father. Rejoice. Your King comes, not to drive out earthly enemies, not to establish new nations, but to die, to spill his blood for this new covenant that would be cut upon him at the cross. Covenant between you and God. The covenant goes like this. You're a sinner. There's nothing you could do to save yourself, to earn or win salvation, to make yourselves right with God. The Father would send his Son to do it all for you, to be born for you, to bear your sin for you, and to lay down his life for you. Jesus does it all. That's this new covenant cut in his blood. Those there on Good Friday shouted, "Not save us now, but let his blood be upon us and on our children." Let his blood be upon us also and our children. Save us now, Jesus. As he pours out his blood on the tree, pour it out to us. Bring the benefits of your death to us, Jesus, now and this day. Come to us through word, through water. Wash clean. Come to us in body and blood and forgive and strengthen. Our King comes. Yes, that first Palm Sunday, but more importantly, now. Today, he comes to you to forgive your sins, to strengthen you in the faith, to make you his own dear child. The blood of the covenant has been spilt and washed upon you. Save us now, he does. Now, here, he saves you through the death that he died. He brings it to you through simple means, that you would simply trust and believe that he is your King who died for you. In his name, amen.